During his Senate confirmation hearing, President Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General William Barr tried to reassure skeptics. He told lawmakers that he would protect the integrity of the Mueller-Russia probe, but not everyone was convinced.
I respect him, but I am still very uncomfortable with Mr. Barr, not because of his performance at the hearing, but because of the fact that prior to his nomination, he had sent these unsolicited, I felt somewhat unseemly, opinions to the White House, Department of Justice, and Trump advisors, basically saying his view of undermining the Mueller investigation and having very expansive views of executive power.
That's Senator Mark Warner, the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He thinks Barr should withdraw his nomination.
If we didn't have a case where we've got in Donald Trump someone who has been literally obsessed about the Mueller investigation, is at every corner tried to undermine it, and now the fact that Mr. Barr, even with his good reputation, had expressed these same concerns that the Mueller investigation, in a sense, could be undermined, is deeply troubling to me. The Mueller investigation is so important. There are so many questions been raised. There's so much that, for example, we have raised on our Senate Intelligence Committee investigation as well that we're not at liberty to disclose at this point. The only way the American public is going to hear the whole truth about what happened and how we make sure this doesn't happen again is if the Mueller investigation is allowed to go on unimpeded. And just the possibility that Barr would undermine that, in my mind, means that he's still got a long way to go before I could ever see to support him.
And in addition to those Barr memos, Senator, yesterday we saw Lindsey Graham, the new chair of the Judiciary Committee, seem to get President Trump's new pick, William Barr, to agree to investigate the people investigating Trump. So there would be a probe of the Mueller probe. Well, what would that mean?
Well, to me, that sounds very similar to the circus that took place in the House over the last 2 years, where the House Intelligence Committee basically investigated the investigators, went out and investigated the FBI, went after people that were involved in the Mueller probe. They came up with zero outcome, and I think that would be candidly a waste of resources. I mean, in the United States of America, where no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, if based on political reasons we start launching investigations of law enforcement when they have independently reached a sense that they need to start an investigation, we're into uncharted territory both legally and in terms of our overall respect for rule of law in this country.
So what do you think? Is a probe of the probe likely to happen?
I would be surprised and disappointed if whomever becomes attorney general would try to launch a probe with a probe. And I mean, this is the first time in my adult lifetime where I've seen such broad-based attacks against the overall integrity of the Department of Justice and the FBI. It's been frankly stunning to me, and being from Virginia, we have a lot of those FBI and Department of Justice professionals who live in our area, and the morale at these agencies because of particularly Mr. Trump's kind of ad hominem attacks is pretty low at this point, and that is a concern to me.
Do you think Barr is signaling anything to Mueller in his comments at these hearings?
Mr. Barr's got a distinguished legal career. But I feel like the whole notion that he sent these memos, these unsolicited memos, which seem to be, in a sense, almost a job application, saying, hey, Donald Trump, don't worry, I'll have your back. I don't think Mueller may be going too far. I think that what we need to maintain is the credibility of the Mueller investigation. And the president should have picked someone that would come with, in a sense, neutral views or would have come. One of the things that did concern me about Mr. Barr's testimony yesterday was he said if the ethics officers at the Justice Department said he should recuse himself, he didn't agree to that recusal. Again, there's never been an attorney general, to my knowledge, other than the current acting attorney general who went through no clearance or went through no approval process at all, that has said that they could reject the considered ethical opinions from the Justice Department lawyers about a recusal on issues like the Mueller investigation.
Senator Mark Warner, Democrat from Virginia, is the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Thanks very much for being with us, Senator.
Thank you so much.